Paddington soon settled in with the Browns and became one of the family. In fact, in no time at all, it was difficult to imagine what life had been like without him. He made himself useful about the house, and the days passed quickly. When Paddington had been with the family for 2 months, they decided to give him a birthday party. No one, not even Paddington, knew quite how old he was, so they decided to start again and call him One. It had been Mrs. Bird's idea. She had made him a wonderful cake covered with sugar icing, and it had a cream and marmalade filling. On the top, there was one candle.
To Paddington, with best wishes for a happy birthday from everyone. Oh, is it really for me, Mrs. Bird?
Of course it's for you. Bears have two birthdays every year, one in the winter and one in the summer.
Do they? Mm-hmm,
just like the Queen, so you ought to consider yourself very important.
Paddington did. In fact, he went straight round and told the good news to Mr. Gruber, an antique dealer he'd made friends with, who had a shop in the Portobello Market nearby. Mr. Gruber looked impressed and was pleased when Paddington invited him to the tea party. The next morning, a van drew up outside the Browns' house and delivered a mysterious-looking parcel from all the shopkeepers in the Portobello Market. Mrs. Brown helped him to open it.
Oh, Paddington, aren't you a lucky bear? It's a nice new shopping basket on wheels.
Look, it's got a bell to let people know I'm there. I shall have a lot of thank you letters to write.
Perhaps you'd better leave them until tomorrow.
You generally manage to get more ink on yourself than on the paper, Paddington. You're looking so smart after your bath last night that it seems a pity to spoil it.
Oh, I like writing letters. Oh, perhaps I can help Mrs. Bird in the kitchen.
I'm glad to say that I've just finished, but you can lick the spoon if you like.
Oh,
no, not too much. You won't have room for your cake.
Paddington spent the day being hurried from one part of the house to another as preparations were made for his party. Mrs. Brown was busy tidying up, Mrs. Bird was busy in the kitchen, Jonathan and Judy were busy with the decorations. Everyone had a job except Paddington. After upsetting a box of marbles over the kitchen floor, he was sent packing into the drawing room for the fifth time.
I thought it was supposed to be my birthday.
So it is, dear, but your time comes later. Now, I'll just lift you up onto the windowsill, and you can watch out of the window for the postman.
Oh.
Or else you can practice doing some of your conjuring tricks, ready for this evening.
Among Paddington's many presents was a conjuring outfit from Mr. and Mrs. Brown. It was a very expensive one, from Barkridge's. It had a special magic table, a large mystery box which made things disappear if you followed the instructions properly, a magic wand, and several packs of cards. Paddington emptied them all over the floor and settled down in the middle to read the book of instructions. He sat there for a long time, studying the pictures and diagrams and reading everything twice to make sure. Every now and then he absent-mindedly dipped a paw into his marmalade pot. And then, remembering it was his birthday and that there was a big tea to come, he reached up and stood the jar on the magic table before returning to his studies. The first chapter was called Spells. It showed how to wave the magic wand and the correct way to say abracadabra. Paddington stood up, touching the book in one paw, and waved the wand several times through the air. He also tried saying abracadabra.
Abracadabra.
He looked around. Nothing seemed to have changed. And he was just about to try again when his eyes nearly popped out of his head. The jar of marmalade he'd placed on the magic table only a few minutes before had disappeared. He was about to rush outside and tell the others when he thought better of it. It might be a good trick to do in the evening, especially if he could persuade Mrs. Bird to give him another jar. He went out into the kitchen and waved his wand in Mrs. Bird's direction a few times, just to make sure.
Abracadabra!
Oh!
Abracadabra!
Oh, out you go! I'll give you abracadabra, and be careful with that stick or you'll have someone's eye out.
Paddington returned to the drawing room and tried saying his spell backwards. Nothing happened. So he started reading the next chapter of the instruction book, which was called The Mystery of the Disappearing Egg. At lunchtime, he told them about it.
The disappearing egg. I shouldn't have thought you needed any book to tell you that. The way you gobble your food is nobody's business.
Well, so long as you don't try sawing someone in half this evening, I don't mind.
Sawing someone in half?
I was only joking.
But as soon as lunch was over, Mr. Brown hurried down the garden and locked up his tools. With Paddington, there was no sense in taking chances. The whole family were there for tea, as well as Mr. Gruber. Several other people came along too, including the Browns' next-door neighbour, Mr. Curry, a most unwelcome visitor.
Just because there's a free tea, I think it's disgusting, taking the crumbs off a young bear's plate like that. He's not even been invited.
He'll have to look sharply if he gets any crumbs off Paddington's plate. All the same, it is a bit thick. And not even bothering to wish him many happy returns.
From the huge birthday cake down to the last marmalade sandwich, everyone voted it was the best tea they had ever had. Paddington himself was so full, he had great difficulty in mustering enough breath to blow out the candle. But at last he managed it, without singeing his whiskers.
Come along, Paddington. Well done. Happy birthday, Paddington. And now, if you'll all move your seats back, I think Paddington has a surprise for us.
Paddington disappeared into the drawing room and returned carrying his conjuring outfit. There was a short delay while he erected his magic table and adjusted the mystery box, but soon all was ready. The lights were turned off, except for a standard lamp, and Paddington looked at his instruction book and waved his wand for quiet.
Ladies and gentlemen, my next trick is impossible.
Yes, but you haven't done one yet.
Be patient, Mr. Curry. For this trick, I shall require an egg.
Oh, dear. I know something dreadful's going to happen.
I place the egg in the centre of my magic table, so, and cover it with a handkerchief, so. Abracadabra, abracadabra.
Oh, my carpet.
I pull the handkerchief away and, oh, hey, presto!
Oh!
The egg has completely disappeared!
Of course, it's all done by sleight of paw, but very good, though, for a bear. Hey, Mr. Gruber?
Very good indeed.
Now, make it come back again.
Paddington felt in the secret compartment behind the table. To his surprise, he found something much larger than an egg. In fact, it was a jar of marmalade. It was the one that had disappeared that very morning.
Excellent. Making people think he was going to find an egg, and it was a jar of marmalade all the time. Yes, very good indeed.
For my next trick, I would like a watch.
Oh, are you sure? Wouldn't anything else do?
No, it says a watch.
Very well. Here you are.
Thank you. This is a jolly good trick. Now, I cover the watch with this handkerchief, take this hammer, and
I hope you know what you're doing, young bear.
Oh, dear. I think I forgot to say abracadabra.
Abracadabra? Abracadabra? 20 years I've had this watch, and now... Now look at it. This will cost someone a pretty penny.
Here, let me see. Ah, nonsense. It's the one you bought from me for 10 shillings 6 months ago.
What?
You ought to be ashamed of yourself telling lies in front of a young bear.
Rubbish. I'll give you...
Sit down.
No. Huh? I've sat on something... something wet and sticky.
Oh, dear. I expect it's my disappearing egg. It must have reappeared.
I've never been so insulted in all my life. Never. It's the last time I shall ever come to one of your birthday parties.
Oh, dear. Henry, you really oughtn't to laugh.
It's no good. I can't help it.
Oh, Mr. Brown.
Did you see his face?
I shouldn't take too much notice. He always looks as sour as that.
All the same, I think perhaps you ought to try something a little less dangerous next time, Paddington.
I quite agree.
Well, I have enjoyed myself immensely.
I'm sure we all hope you have many more birthdays, Paddington.
Yes. And now, it's long past all our bedtimes, most of all yours, Paddington, so I suggest we all do a disappearing trick now.
I wish my Aunt Lucy could see me now. She'd feel very pleased.
You'll have to write and tell her all about it, Paddington.
Oh, yes.
But in the morning, you've got clean sheets, remember?
Clean sheets.
Oh, yes, in the morning. I expect if I did it now, I'd get ink over the sheets or something. Things are always happening to me.
You know, Henry, it's nice having a bear about the house.
Thank you.